You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So cool. So today I'm going to talk about some little tweaks. And you know, the tweaks I'll give you today, they actually would help any sales presentation, but I will talk some specific tips around network marketing sales presentations. So I think you'll dig it. All right. So here are some tips. Now, just so you know, a little bit of background about my my sales background, I guess. I've done a lot of presentations over the years. At one point in my life, I was going on the road 22 days a month, Vegas, Chicago, Phoenix, Miami, LA. Basically lived out of a suitcase. Wasn't the greatest of life, that's for sure. But I was doing a 90-minute presentation to a cold audience selling a $7,000 system, and it was 100% commission-based, and I had to pay my own travel, so if I didn't sell, I lost money. So that was quite intense, and I want to bring to you some of the different things that we've learned doing sales presentation over the years and help you out. So first of all, I would say the very first thing that I highly suggest you embrace, especially if you're doing home meetings or you're doing hotel meetings or anything like that, is teach your team culture. This is so important. I can't tell you how important this is. I don't know how many times I've seen, you know, people doing home meetings or people doing hotel meetings, and their team is there, and they're checking their phones, they're not laughing at the jokes, they're not barely even, you know, interacting. And here's the thing, see, prospects don't know who are teammates and who are prospects. And so if a prospect is in the room and no one's laughing at any jokes, no one's like raising their hand when the trainer says, raise your hand, no one's, you know, clapping when they're supposed to be clapping, then the prospect thinks, wow, this is a really crappy presentation. So see, sometimes the audience can actually sabotage you if you haven't trained it. If you have your team in there, and let me tell you, I remember one time I had a bigwig from, you know, we no longer actively build a network marketing business. We were the number one income earners in a company. And then we went into another company, multiple six-figure earners. And I remember one time I brought in a bigwig into my area and we did a meeting and my team didn't play along and I had to ream them. I mean, I was like, what was that? You weren't laughing at the jokes. You weren't clapping. You weren't interacting. You weren't raising your hands. I can't bring you another speaker until you guys really snap into place. And so you gotta teach your team. They have to show up like they're hearing that joke for the very first time, like they've never seen this presentation, like they're still actually fired up. You have to play the game. You have to interact. And you know, and I'm telling you, if the prospects see this, then they get fired up. Then they're like, wow, this man, people are really digging this thing. See, they don't know. They don't know who's been in for 5 years and has heard the same jokes every week for 5 years. Okay. So they don't know. So you have to play the part. Now, that's my tip for your team and for the audience. Let me roll to some tips for the actual sales presentation. First of all, especially in the beginning of your presentation, if you're the speaker, your job is not to impress the people in the room. Now, I know that may be contrary to maybe some other forms of sales, but your job is not to impress them, okay? Your job is to get them to relate to you. So being vulnerable, sharing if you failed before, sharing if you had a rough start, sharing if, you know, you're not a professional speaker, you know, saying those kind of things, you know, get the people to relate with you. And you do that by being humble and being relatable, okay? Be willing to bare your skin and let them see that you have failed in the past. Last year when we were building an active team, you know, I would start off my presentation with saying, hey guys, you know, before I found this industry, I had lost it all. I was in personal foreclosure. I was dead broke, being chased by bill collectors. And I really feel that this profession saved me. If this profession helped me totally find myself and change my life. And it's something that you can do too if you're coachable and if you're game to follow along with us and run with us. We'll show you how. So it's not to impress them. Don't start off by saying, even if this is the truth, don't start off by saying, hello, two-time best-selling author, I've made $1 million, blah, blah, blah. Right? Don't start off that way, even if that's true. Because the people in that room that are prospects are probably already skeptical and cynical. In fact, if you pay attention to good network marketing leaders and trainers, you'll notice a lot of them start their presentation off with, I was the one in the back of the room with my arms crossed, and I thought this thing's a scam. I didn't think this thing would work at all. And then all of a sudden I met somebody, and then I did this, and then I did that. So most good network marketing trainers are doing a method called spin selling. Now bear with me here. Now most network marketing trainers don't know they're doing this, but this is what they're actually doing. There was a book out there, it was written, I don't know when, but it was written by a gentleman named Neil Rackham. And Neil Rackham, this company, they studied the top salespeople on the planet that sold high-ticket products like IT consulting and engineering systems and things like that. And they wanted to create a way to tap into how these top salespeople were overcoming objections. And what they realized was that these top salespeople, they barely got objections. They hardly ever heard objections. Why? Why is that? How is that possible? The reason that top salespeople barely get objections is because they cover the objections before their objections. And that's what your top network marketing trainers do, is they start off by saying, I was the one in the back, cynical, skeptical, I had my arms crossed, and I didn't think this thing would work, and then I tried it, and I was like, oh my goodness, it worked, but maybe it only worked one time, so I had to try another thing. You see what I mean? So, they're covering some of those objections before their objections. Very, very powerful. Now, I'll give you a tip. This is a sales tip that some network marketing trainers do, a lot don't. And that is price conditioning. Now, price conditioning will help you in any kind of sales. But price conditioning is where you share alternate ways to accomplish what you're saying they can accomplish with you, but at much higher prices. So for example, when I was in a travel network marketing company, I believe I was the only guy that had actually done the research to find out all the costs of the other travel clubs, the high-end travel clubs. So I knew that the Hyatt Travel Club was $17,000. The Amex Travel Club was $21,000. The Disney Travel Club was like, I think $20,000 with $400 in closing costs. And so when I was doing a sales presentation to join our travel network marketing company, I would list out all of those things. I had like six different travel clubs, all of them over $10,000, all of them, high end and recognized. And so the point of price conditioning is I wanted the audience to be prepared for a much larger price than I was going to ask for. So I show them all these things ranging from $44,000 to $10,000, $17,000, $18,000. And I show all these different things. So I want in their mind that, okay, maybe he's half. Maybe he's only $5,000. Maybe he's only $4,000. And then when I got to the presentation and it was only $400 or $500, they're like, oh, wow. Like it was like, they're like, ooh, that's exciting. Now some of you don't mention anything about price and you get to the end and you're hitting them with, $500 and they're like, ooh, I don't know. But see, if you've conditioned them, then that looks actually kind of attractive. It looks pretty cool. And you can do this. Now some network marketing guys do this with franchises. Like they'll say, the average McDonald's is $1 million and to attend Hamburger University, it's $100,000. The average 7-Eleven is right around $1 million too. The average Subway, I think is, I forget what it was. I think it's like, it's either $50,000 or $100,000. So you can price condition with businesses as well. And you can price condition with products too. So, I won't go all into that, but price conditioning is very, very powerful. By the way, this absolutely works for selling training products too, or selling coaching, okay? Training products, selling coaching services, anything, price conditioning is very, very powerful. Now, my suggestion for when you wrap up your presentation, now this is for my network marketers, okay? At the end of your presentation, if you're the speaker and you have your teammates that have prospects in the room, okay? Trust me, your teammates, most of them are pretty clueless, all right? Now I love them, I love teaching them, I love high-fiving them, I love hanging out with them, but most of them have no idea how to make money, how to do sales, how to interact with others. So what most of them would do, and God love them, right? We love them, okay? They're awesome, okay? This isn't me bashing them, I wanna help them, but you're gonna have to take the bull by the horns. As the trainer, you're gonna have to say something along the lines, because see, what you think will happen is you think that your teammate will go to their prospect and say, hey, pretty awesome, right? Hey, you wanna get started? They're not gonna do that. They're gonna say, hey, that was pretty cool, right? Cool. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we're doing another meeting next week. You know, if you wanna come. We're doing another meeting if you wanna come. Okay, all right, thanks for coming, buddy. See, they'll never ask the question. You have to take the bull by the horns. So at the end of your presentation, I want you to say this. I want you to say, hey guys, I'm gonna help you out here. If you're a guest, if this is your first time seeing it, or you're a guest, you're not currently in the team, I want you to turn to the person that invited you and tell them what you liked about this presentation. If you're a teammate in the room, I want you to turn to your guest and ask them what did they like best, and then ask them if they want to join and rock the world with us. Ask them the question. Here's the application. Fill out the application and let's get you guys started. Let's rock and roll. You need to instruct them specifically. Okay. Now some people will say, we'll just sign them up electronically. I'm actually a fan of paper applications because there's never a Wi-Fi problem on paper applications. Never a Wi-Fi problem. Also, if you're in a binary, you can actually do what I call the paper app stack, where you're taking filled out applications and you're calling people on the fence and saying, hey, I got 7 applications I'm about to put in. You want to get in front of these guys? Okay. Little advanced tactic. I know I got a little crazy, but I like paper applications. There's no technology problem. There's no waiting in line. Fill it out, put it in later. Just my opinion. So there you go. There's some sales tips for you for your sales presentations. Hopefully that helps you out. By the way, if you want to get better at sales, check out our training product. It is Top Earner Recruiting Secrets. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/prime. That's rayhigdon.com/prime. Hope you got value, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.